You're turned into the Radio Tees with DJ Phil Radio Tees. Your number one place for hearing all the classic oddities, one-hit wonders, comfort jams, and forgotten hits. Presented by Ridgewood Eats, the diner that doesn't know it's sponsoring this show. With co-host Jack Dempsey and whoever else might be around. Get ready for 35 to 70 minutes of non-stop toe tapping. Can your toes handle that? Let's find out.
Of land where the supermarket used to stand. Before that they put up a bowling alley on the site that used to be the local pally. That's where the big band used to come and play. My sister went there on a Saturday. Come dancing, all her boyfriends used to come and call. Why not come dancing? It's only natural. Another Saturday, another date. She would be ready, but she'd always make him wait. In the hallway, in anticipation. He didn't know the night would end up in frustration. He'd end up blowing all his wages for the week. All for a cuddle and a peck on the cheek. Come dancing, that's how they did it when I was just a kid. And when they said come dancing, my sister always did. Should have come in at midnight, and my mom would always sit up and wait. It always ended up in a big row when my sister used to get home late. Out of my window I could see them in the moonlight, two silhouettes saying goodnight by the garden gate. The day they knocked down the party, my sister stood. Sister's married and she lives on an estate. Her daughters go out, now it's her turn to wait. She knows they get away with things she never could. But if I asked her, I wonder if she would. Come dancing, come on sister, have yourself a ball. Don't be afraid to come dancing, it's only natural.
Tuned in to the Radio Tees with Philip Radiotis. I'm your host. Here we go. You just heard the Kinks with their 1982 hit song, Come Dancing, off the album State of Confusion. The Kinks, one of my favorite bands of all time. That song, so well written. So well written that we could only play it on the 12th episode of the Radio Tees, the 12th, like the 12 nights of Christmas. Very important to get to this point. 12, it's like all the way around the clock. We've come full circle this episode. We had to start it out with something genuine. A song like Come Dancin', you got such an intricate story of little Ray Davies remembering his sister being asked out to the dance club on a Friday or a Saturday night, and remembering her coming home late and getting into trouble with her mother, just like I remember my sister getting home late and getting into trouble with my mother, and how she paved the way for me to be a recluse and a wild kid because she had already broken down all the barriers of my parents, and I got to stay out later and I got to drive earlier. And so this song is for the sisters of the world, and I'm so glad to play it. It's such a well-constructed song. It lays out the whole scenario so perfectly. It's just a gem, just a gem. It's good to be here. This is Jack Dempsey's birthday broadcast, coming a little late. Jack Dempsey is doing good. He's past the 1 year mark. It's a joy to have him around still. Let's just put it that way. He now takes 3 meals a day, which is somewhat hard to keep up with, but we're keeping Jack as healthy as possible. And he says, what's up? Yeah, Sisters of the World. I want to play something for the ladies. I want to get into Ladies' Night a little earlier tonight. And I want to play my dear, dear princess. This sounds weird. But my dear, dear, cherished pop starlet. I don't know how to call it. But her name is Aaliyah. And this was her first song. Now, we're going to play a little Name That Tune on the song. We're going to say Name Who Wrote That Tune. So I'm going to play this song. And then you're going to listen to it. And you're going to Google it. And then when I get back, I'm going to ask you who originally wrote and did that song. And you're going to know, because you're heat like that. You're fire. Here it is. Aaliyah, can I let you know?
Let me know. Sometimes it's hard to tell.
It's a snuggle fest on the Radio Tees tonight. Ladies' night.
That was Aaliyah with At Your Best, You Are Love, a song originally written and performed by the Isley Brothers.
But wasn't Aaliyah's voice just so sweet? And didn't she perfectly not overdo her part and just really sing and really let her feelings know? She was like, what, 15 at the time? This is around the time that R. Kelly married her. And if you just listen to how pure her voice is, it's a thing of beauty. But the song was originally written and performed in the 70s by the Isley Brothers. The Isley Brothers, doo-wop, R&B, soul specialists. We're going to go ahead and pay tribute to the Isley Brothers a little bit by playing a song of their own. That's a song written by Lieber and Stoller. Any listener to the show knows how much I am a fan of the songwriting of Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller, one of whom, Jerry Lieber, just passed away. So we're keeping in tribute to their songwriting. This is the Isley Brothers, one of their earlier hits. This is called Your Old Lady. Sure looks good to me. That was the Isley Brothers very early in their career with Your Old Lady. I find it interesting that guys and girls call each other by basically the whole spectrum of life. They call each other baby. They call each other, you know, sweetie and all those little like kid names you call them. And then they call them, you know, papa sometimes. Poppy and my old lady and stuff like that. It's just the whole spectrum of life is found in love. Speaking of the whole spectrum of life, wanted to play something that gets down to one of the smallest measurements of life, the minute, 60 seconds, 120 half seconds, yet so important. There are so many sayings around it. 1 minute you can be on top of the world. The next minute you can be shit out of luck. And then, you know, there's types of minutes. There's the last minute. You know, you get down to the last minute and you have to do everything in that 60 seconds. It's a very intricate thing to play with in songwriting and music. And somebody who really did a fine job with it is Michael McDonald. Now, Michael McDonald gets a lot of crap for being kind of a soft rock easy listening kind of a guy, but the guy has a strong career behind him. He has played in Steely Dan. He sang on a bunch of Steely Dan songs. He was in the Doobie Brothers for a long time. And then he gave us classics like this hit about the minute called Minute by Minute. By minute, I'll be holding on. That was Michael McDonald, fresh and free for y'all on the Radio Tees number 12. So that guy, Michael McDonald, was teased a bunch in the movie 40-Year-Old Virgin, I just remembered. If you watch that movie, I think they're working in like a Best Buy or something like that, and on all the TVs in the background, they keep playing Michael McDonald, and it just annoys the shit out of all the employees. So I can see that happening, you know? I could see that. I could listening to that song more than once a day, more than once every couple of days even. But I love that song, and I love it for what it is, minute by minute. The next song I wanted to play for you, since we started out with Come Dancin' by the Kinks. Just something else in that dance mood, you know, going out and something you can swing to. Another one of those songs got that 80s vibe with the really compressed snare drum. The snare drum I used to hate and then now I love and I probably hate in a couple of years. But I wanted to play a song by Wang Chung. This is their biggest song. They also have that song Everybody Wang Chung Tonight, but and a few other good songs, but this is their biggest song. It's called Dance Hall Days. 1984. It's been all over a bunch of movies, from Bachelor Party to Pretty in Pink to Romy and Michelle's High School Reunion. Here it is, Dance Hall Days, love.
By the hill, and do the next thing that you feel. We were so in phase in a dance hall days. We were cool on craze when I, you, and everyone we knew could believe, do. Sharing what was true, I said. Dance all days long. Take your baby by the hair and pull her close and there. And take your baby by the ears and play upon her darkest fears. We were so in phase in a dance hall days. We were cool on craze when I, you, and everyone we knew could believe, do, sharing what was true. I said, dance all days, love. Dance all days. Dance all days long. Take your baby by the wrist and in her mouth an amethyst, and in her red to sapphire blue. And you need her and she needs you. 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 We were so in phase in a dance hall days. We were cool and craze when I, you, and everyone we knew could believe, do, sharing what was true. Oh, I said, dance all days long. Dance all days long. Dance all days.
That was Wang Chung with Dance Hall Days. Wang is the most popular last name in all of China. And Chung is, well, a variation of Chung, Shuang, is number 7. So Wang Chung, very popular, very good use of a name. The most popular name on the planet is Mohammed for a first name. And the most popular last name for a human is Chang. Mohammed Chang. If you're out there and listening, hello to you. Mohammed Chang, I wonder if your cat is named Max. Max is the most popular cat name in all of the USA. If you were living in Australia, I would bet your cat is named Oscar. And if you were living in the UK, I bet your cat's name is Molly. Molly, or maybe Charlie, Tigger, Poppy, Oscar, Smudge, Millie, Daisy, Max, or Jasper. Very popular cat names. I know I've had cats of all those names personally, all by coincidence too. So I wanted to play a couple of more songs from that 80s vibe that we had going. I've been listening to, been trying to dig in and hear as much of that kind of stuff as possible. And I wanted to share a few gems that I found in the miles and miles of endless rough that is the 80s. This is The Missing Persons with Mental Hopscotch. Hopscotch by the Missing Persons. I found out about Missing Persons by their song Destination Unknown, classic that the Smashing Pumpkins covered. I used to be a huge Smashing Pumpkins fan. I am still a huge Smashing Pumpkins fan of their earlier work. Looks like we have a visitor to the Radio Tees. It's Kevin Estrada, just walked in. Oh, what's up, man? Say hello. Just say hello.
Hello. Hello.
We just listened to Mental Hopscotch by Missing Persons. Have you ever heard that song?
Not that I know of. I just sent you a song, though, by this band called Skid Row.
Well, let's freaking play it, dude. Is it on? Where did you send it to me?
I sent it to you on Spotify.
On Spotify.
Yeah.
Well, give us a second. We'll look that up and we'll be right back. Well, thanks to the powers and the joys of the internet, I was able to find that tune very quickly. So, Kevin, what do you want to tell us about I Remember You by Skid Row?
Well, I don't know too much about the song other than it's a power ballad. I was just listening to some power ballads, but I know Sebastian Bach was in Skid Row for a couple years.
No, wait, Johann Sebastian Bach?
Not to be confused with the classical composer Johann Sebastian Bach, but Sebastian Bach, who's a, you know, hair rock kind of guy.
Hair rock. We don't really play a lot of hair rock on the Radio Tees. It's good that we have someone to help us initiate us into the hair metal and hair rock genre. So, all right, let's listen to this tune. It's a power ballad, Skid Row. Here we go.
Cry, they call my name. And when you need out of me,
A gem. What a gem. That was Skid Row. I remember you.
1989. And Skid Row's from Canada also.
Oh, really? Yeah, from Canada. That Ontario. Makes, for some reason, that makes a great deal of sense.
Sebastian Bach is from Ontario, but he was actually born in the Bahamas.
Really?
Yeah.
Sebastian Bach.
Yeah.
Wow, and he was born with that name?
No, absolutely not. His real name was, he was born Sebastian Blurt. That wasn't a burp. That's really his name.
Sebastian. We need the sound Sebastian effects.
But, hey, man.
Well, Kevin, thanks for stopping by and being a guest on the Radio Tees. You're the second guest to ever be on the Radio Tees. Yeah.
Sweet. So it's like, that's great.
Yeah. It's like you're the silver medalist is basically what I'm saying. You're number two. You're number two, Kevin.
Speaking of number twos, actually, I have to go take one.
Okay, so we'll see you later, and we'll play another song. This is, we're continuing with the 80s vibe. This is Berlin, the Metro.
Emerged in love.
great subway song from Berlin. That was the Metro. I wonder what Metro she's talking about. It could be, you know, like they're obviously their name is Berlin, and she's talking about a soldier walking and sitting next to her. So I don't know. Whoa! Who's this? Wow, we have our second guest in the same episode, Gus Iverson, wearing a very nice red jacket. Hey, how are you doing, Gus?
I've been better actually, Phil.
No way! What's the matter, dude?
Well, I just got back from Chavez, the bodega across the street, kitty corner from your house here.
Yeah, shouts out to Chavez. Shouts out to Chavez, dude, too.
Yeah. Oh, it's really some strange stuff going on over there tonight.
No way. What happened?
Well, there was a guy with framed photographs of people, and he was trying to sell them, and there were a lot of people buying them from him, and he was standing in the front of the line. And so in order to purchase my tall boy, I had to sort of circumvent him, and he considered it an insult that I didn't want one of his framed pictures of a person I didn't know.
Like, was it a like a religious figure, or what was on the...
There was a kid playing baseball, or well, holding the bat, you know, and getting his picture taken. There was a Christmas get together. There was some people on a boat, but I don't know. It really. I mean, it's great to see you, and I'm sorry for barging in like this.
No. It's actually awesome that you're here. I was wondering if you want to play a song. You want to play a song while you're here? You have any songs?
Sure. Yeah. You got any? Oh, I know what I want to hear. You got the song "Strange" by Galaxy 500.
Let me look here. Hold on. Let me see here. Yep. Oh, well, yeah, I do. All right. Here. All right. Okay. I'll put that on. Strange by Galaxy 500. Here it is.
We'll be right back.
us Galaxy 500 with Strange. What year did that come out?
89.
89. I really like those. You got those. You can feel the 90s coming in with those hi-hats, those really 90s hi-hats, very flannelly hi-hats.
I just feel a lot more relaxed now. You know, I'm getting to sit here and listen to some music with you, Phil. I was really riled up from that trip down to the bodega, but I'm feeling a lot better now. So thanks, man.
Yeah, no problem. Lyrically, that song was a lot like what you've just been through.
Was it? I didn't listen to the words.
Oh, well, to me it was. But anyway, thanks for showing up, man. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
Awesome.
Phil, I got to run.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I got to get going.
Okay, well, I'm going to play a song that I know you like. This is sort of my shout out to you. And since we listened to a couple of 80s tunes, and since this was on the cusp of the 80s, I was thinking about playing something from the 90s by a band called Denim, who you actually told me about.
Oh, that's a great band.
Yeah, the dude from Felt.
Right, Lawrence.
Yeah, I was going to play... I would say this is one of the most famous songs on that first album by Denim called Denim on Ice, right?
The first album's just called Denim, I think. Or
Back in Denim. Yeah. Back in Denim. And this.
Well, I'll stick around then, just for the song, but I'm going to leave when it ends. But I look forward to just hanging out for another 4 minutes or so. And, you know, but then I really got to get going.
I will shake hands right at the end of the song.
Yeah.
And then toodaloo. But all right, so I'm going to play I'm Against the 80s by Denim. Here it is.
I'm against the 80s. Don't care what you say. I'm against the 80s. You don't listen to me anyway. Well, I'm for the 70s. Oh, for the 90s too. Yeah, I'm against the 80s. Cause good, look what they've done to you. It's never gonna last in the 80s. Oh yeah, 80s. The victims of the 80s. Yeah, you, me, girl, deflated by the 80s. I'm getting caught up in a social world. You should've seen me in the 70s. I was different then. We'll be right back.
Well, I just saw Gus to the door, but I would like to thank him for sticking around and also for introducing me to Denim. What a good song. I'm Against the 80s. That album, Back in Denim, is a definite grab. You have to pick that up. It's really, really English, really sarcastic, really funny, really sentimental at points, but you can tell Lawrence is kind of stringing you along. And by that, I mean your heartstrings. Well, speaking of stringing you along, I've got to feel like it's just about time to go. So since we're me and you and Lawrence are against the 80s now, we might as well play something from the 90s. This is a dance hit that I heard in like grade school and really fell in love with. It's got some of the most amazing synth that I've ever heard on any song. It's a dance jam. And Buffy is a very cute Filipina from my hometown, my home area, the Bay Area, California. So, I mean, what more reason do you need? This was a California classic back in 1996, soon to be a karaoke classic. So taking you home is Buffy. Stay fly, everybody. We'll see you soon.